The Waitangi Tribunal is to hear a claim into the ownership of a geothermal field at Ngāwhā near Kaikoi. The claimants want to stop the development of a 24-megawatt power plant on the site. Their claim was filed last week, and the tribunal has agreed to an urgent hearing to be held at Kotahitangi Marae in Kaikoi next month. This report from Adam Gifford.
Ngāwhā hot springs near Kaikoi have a reputation for their powers of healing. They were used for many hundreds of years by local Māori, although only 1 acre remains in Māori ownership today. Between 1977 and 1983, the New Zealand Electricity Department tested the Ngāwhā geothermal field for another sort of power potential. The Bay of Islands Electric Power Board and the Taitokara Māori Trust Board want to buy the test bores and establish their own 24-megawatt station. They're selling it as a way to guarantee power supply to the region and for potential downstream industries. Taitokara Trust Board Chairperson Sir Graham Latimer says the board was brought into the deal by the owners, who are now backing away.
That's what I can't understand, is why would people come in and say, yes, we will go with you, they will commit you to go down the line, then they will go down the road and change their mind. And to me, if I give my word, I'll go all the way. I don't have second thoughts.
Sir Graham says the objections seem to be part of a national pattern.
Everything that we come, we run up against now, we're either fighting the environmental people, the Department of Conservation, the Waitangi Tribunal, the Planning Council. You've got to be a multi-millionaire just to think about going to develop anything in this country. And the number of hurdles that you've got to jump, they haven't got the same amount of hurdles in the Great Northern Steeples.
The joint venture partners are seeking resource consents for a pilot scheme, including the right to take up to 35,000 tonnes a day of geothermal fluids from the field, which would be re-injected into the ground. 90 objections have been received, including one from Carter Holt Harvey, which owns several of the blocks containing the bores. Graham Rankin, the chairperson of trustees for the Parahirahira C7 reservation, which owns one of the springs, says landowners backed away at the suggestion that draw-off could make the springs run cold or dry up completely.
Should they draw off some other place, there would be no need for it to come through. It's the natural course. It would just take the easiest way out, and finally the thing will shut itself up and heal itself. That I think, as far as nature goes, it shouldn't be tinkered with.
The claimants are asking the Waitangi Tribunal to find they have ownership and rangatiratanga, or authority, over the geothermal resource. They also want a veto power over the issuing of the resource consents by the Far North District Council and the Northland Regional Council, and they want any such consent deferred until their claim is fully heard.
Adam Gifford reporting.